Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Formed in Atlanta, Georgia, they have established themselves as one of the hardest working bands in the music industry. And to us, they've become family. This is Seven Dust. See them tomorrow at Rocklahoma in Pryor, Oklahoma. But first, you can see them tonight at the Midland Theater with In This Moment. Please welcome Seven Dust frontman and friend of the show, LeJohn Witherspoon.
Listen. You got big shows, man. You're already up and running. I can't believe you didn't sleep in a little bit today.
Oh, you're right. Can you put some people on?
What is up? Is my best friend there?
All right. Good morning. All right. That's what they had to do. They wanted to come. They found me. I thought I was tucked away in the house where they couldn't find me.
The King and Miss Jada. Oh, yes. My bestie. My bestie.
Yes. Bestie of elementary school.
It is. That's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, yeah. Jada.
I don't like it. All right, go upstairs. I don't like it. I want to tell everybody, I don't know if y'all know it. What's up, everybody at the studio?
How's it going?
Hello.
Good.
I want to tell you, Johnny, thank you very, very much. I'm on Australian time still for some reason. I don't know what's wrong with me. But I flew in town for a day and a half, and Johnny Dare took the time out to come up to my daughter's school to get the award, the kindest Kansas Cityan. And, Johnny, thank you for taking the time from staying from the kindergarten all the way up to the fifth grade. And I was like,
great.
Okay, all right, I'm sweating like a bad girl in church. I just got off a plane from Sydney, Australia. I can't believe we're sitting here this whole time.
It was fun,
and
man.
I'm like, oh, my God, Johnny's going to get a trophy. This is beautiful. Look, everyone looks so cute. And they said, after all the whole thing goes down, they're like, okay, walk with your person. Like, it was like you were like a, I don't know. It just makes me feel like you're like an animal.
Yeah, it was great. So I was with Jada, who nominated.
Yeah. Walk with your person to the cafeteria and get a donut. Bye-bye. Y'all, everyone have a nice day. And I was like, obviously, when we walk over there with Johnny and Jada, there's going to be a trophy over there. No, there wasn't a trophy over there. There was one donut for Jada. There was one donut for Johnny. He didn't eat it. He gave it to Kingston. So what I plan on doing is getting you a trophy with the donut, but a
It was a great day, man. I was surprised how nice the schools are now. LJ and I were talking about that because when you're kids, they'd hire out some. I always figured just the people that built prisons built schools.
Yeah.
And we were both like, man, this is decidedly less prison-like than when we were kids. Like, they're nice. Like, they're curved hallways.
Welcoming.
And yeah, it looks like a nice place. It's not scary. Like, it's going to go
an
on
institution.
Lockdown. Yeah, everything was institution when we were kids.
You're absolutely right. Only until I walked into the gymnasium where we were going to my daughter's bigger school now because she's graduating in fifth grade, I realized when I hit the gym, it smelled like older boys.
And then, right.
That was the first red flag. And then when they came out of the locker room and some of them were taller than me and they were eyeing me up, I was like, all right, Johnny, I don't know if I like this or not.
Yeah.
Jada might have to get homeschooled.
That's right. Oh, I get it. I get it. Well, then we're going to have to get King into judo classes a lot quicker.
Oh, he's already ready, man. It's great to hear y'all's voice, but I'm so
he's
glad
the best.
To be home right now for a hot second.
Oh, dude. Well, listen, tonight's sold out. What a great tour. you guys in this moment. I mean, just you think about the value for the money the audience gets. Those two live bands every night. I mean, that is just, that's one of the, I was thinking about that this week going, man, what a great pairing. And it hadn't occurred to me, just, you'd think, oh, I like In This Moment, I love Seven Dust. But then I started to think about how the show's live work. And I'm like, man, that is just, for the money, you're not going to get a better show.
Let me tell you, Johnny, it's been an incredible run. You know, we've kind of gone back and forth from festivals with In This Moment and then being back on the tour with them. And we've had such a great time. And you're right, it's a show. And I want everyone to know to get out there early to see the band Hyde and Light the Torch. But Hyde, I didn't know anything really much about them other than they're this huge band. The singer's from a band in Japan called The Vamps. And let me tell you, I've never seen anything like it. They come over here to the States, Johnny, and every show, there's probably about 20 or 30 kids that have followed them everywhere from Japan. And so they're at every show outside all day long and all night long after their show, and they play first. So it's like it's really cool to see this and to be a part of this tour. It's been a pleasure, man.
I'm just looking at that. I fired it up to see what they look like. Holy hell, man, that looks great. That looks super fun.
Oh, my God, very interesting. They're so cool, man. I mean, they're from Japan. I mean, the whole crew, everyone in there. It's been fun. We've had a lot of good times with these guys. And Maria and everyone on the tour, like I said, every night's been sold out or dang near sold out, and we've just had a great time.
And the guitar player from X-Japan is in there.
Oh, yeah. So you know, yeah.
That's great. Gee, I can't believe you're going to miss that.
Hey, it's crazy. Every day, no matter what, this group of kids from Japan have flown. So they've
That's
gotten
great.
It's like Beatles kind of stuff. But, you know, it's really fun to see and to see that these guys have that type of touch on people. And it's been fun. Like I said,
isn't it fun to still discover a band you all of a sudden go, I love this. This is great, man. I love that it can still happen, because I think after a while there's a lot of people in the industry that can't do it anymore. But it's really fun to see a new band you love.
Oh, yeah, it's great, man. And this, like I said, tonight's going to be good. Tomorrow, Oklahoma. And I want to tell everybody in KC I had the best time in Milwaukee. I didn't realize it until the morning I woke up and I looked out the back window of the bus, and there was a truck standing beside me, and it said Strange Music. And I said, well, that's weird. What's going on? Tech 9 was playing the rave, and we were playing Eagles Ballroom. So I got to see the show, got to hang out with Tech and Chris. I mean, we had a great time.
Good.
A beautiful night to bring the KC boys together in Milwaukee, and all of us represent. So it was real cool.
We're doing it again Saturday night.
Yes, we are. I can't wait. That stage is going to be lit.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun, man. I'm excited about this, and the weather's going to hold and die. So I'm excited about that, man. Is Ash going to come down?
No, she's not going to come down, because I fly home. We do one more show after that, and I fly right back home on Monday.
Gotcha.
And we didn't know the weather might have been kind of crazy, so the kids and everyone are going to come out tonight, and they'll see Daddy in 2 days, and then I'm off for the summer. What's up? What we doing?
Well, I'm sure you want to get home, but you're welcome to ride back with us on Monday.
We'll be in Taylorsville somewhere doing...
That's right. You need to get one more show. That's not your last show. You have one more after that.
Yeah, we're doing one more show, probably a festival in the middle of nowhere with three people. It's called something weird. I don't know what it is. Still gonna be there. So we'll
It'll
see
be
y'all
great.
In whatever town that is.
Well, tonight's gonna be great, man. And you know, and again, it's gonna be such a fun show. I just was looking through your merch. That the Zilla shirt. I gotta buy one of those tomorrow.
You don't have to buy that.
That's a great shirt.
Isn't that cool? It just brings us back, you know, to being a kid.
I'm a Godzilla fan, so.
Oh, me too. So it's real. I'll get you one of those. You need a larger.
No. I'll buy one, man. You know, dude, I support the cause, man. You guys, when bands go out and tour, and this is one of the reasons I want you guys to all hear this. You know, in the world of digital music, people steal music. That's just the way it is. Everybody feels like they're entitled to a band's music because they love the bands. They think it's okay. Well, that's how a band feeds their kids. Mm-hmm. So when you got a tour, you got to buy tickets to that tour. You got to make sure you support that band in a live situation, and then make sure you go buy the merch booth and find something that fits you and you like and that you'll wear proudly. But, man, that's how bands make money today. So, no, I always try to buy shirts because that's how the world works now.
Well, thank you very much, man. That's it's a pleasure. So thank you. So let me tell you, your little buddy, Kingston, that thinks he's your best friend.
He is my best friend. He's the only one that understands me.
Yes, I know. I think so. He's doing laps right now back foot if he wants me to tell you. So Ashley made the mistake of going to the pet store the other day to feed our fish. And he fell in love with the guinea pigs. And
right.
So today, when he knew that we were talking on the radio, he said, well, is Uncle Johnny going to get me a guinea pig? I don't know where that came from, because guess he knows I'm not.
Yeah. Listen, that's one of those. That's the question of how mad will Ashley be if he has a guinea pig. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's already in conversation. I said, when we come back, we'll go to the pet store and see how much of a production this will be. Because, I don't like stuff that if I can't say snap my fingers twice and say stop, and you're still coming at me, now I got to lay hands on you. So I don't know if that's
the problem. You know? My dad, four boys, we used to get gerbils and hamsters and stuff, and they would always get out. And they would always live in the house then. Then they would run around. And my dad just, like, he's like, we're never, no more rats. He's like, no more goddamn rats in the house. Like, that was it. Because you couldn't not take them out, right? You had to play with them. And then, poof, they'd be gone. And then they'd make babies. And you had a gerbil house they were living in. They'd be inside the walls. They were, like, everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. That reminds me. So Jada follows on the road this time. She's like, Daddy, my friend is getting rid of her hamster. And she has the cage. And it's really nice and blah, blah, blah. Can I have it? It would be great. And I'm thinking about it. You know, I'm kind of teetering and I'm talking to Ash. I'm like, you sure we should do this? You know, let me look at it. Let's see what's going on. And I kind of put it behind me. And I got back to the house. And she's like, I said, hey, what's going on with the hamster for Jada instead of the guinea pig for Kingston? Maybe they can have the hamster smaller. She's like, oh, that hamster died. I'm like, oh, the gift that was getting ready to give him to my daughter died?
They don't only live a little while. Listen, let me tell you something my parents learned, and I'm going to give you this wisdom. If you get your kids a guinea pig or a hamster or a gerbil, you want to get one that looks like a bunch of other ones because they sometimes don't make it, and you got to be able to slip another one in the cage.
They're like, Mr. Freddy's been living for like 62 years, Daddy.
Yeah. No. Mice and hamsters, they have a short life. What is a hamster? Hamsters, let me see here. Hold on here. Hamster lifespan is maximum 2 to 3 years. Maximum.
All right, don't be sad, buddy. He's listening.
Louise. Okay. I meant 23 years. 20, no, those are hamsters. Now, guinea pigs live 147 years.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, 147. You got to be kidding me. I just looked over behind the chair, and Kingston's like heads down, like, oh, my God, what did he just say?
Okay. He did his math wrong.
Listen, I feel like I'm screwing up our friendship here, King.
He just went upstairs, his head kind of down, like, why would my buddy say that?
Oh, no.
But it's so good to hear y'all. Bob, is everybody trying to come out tonight so you guys can?
Yeah, no, it'll be fantastic. Well, I'll for sure see you tomorrow. I still got to go home and wash clothes, so I don't know if I'm going to make it tonight. Although I do want to come out, and I want to see that band. Are they going to the show tomorrow night?
I don't know if they're going to be. I think this might be the last show with the In This Moment tour besides the festival that we play with.
Maybe I'll try to roll out and see that. Maybe I'll try to jam out there and see that.
Yeah, if not, man, I understand. But thank you guys for all the support. And let me tell you what, I love the commercial that you've been running because wherever I go, I have the app where I listen to you. So I'm always with you guys. It's okay. The gerbil or whatever it is going to live forever.
God dang it, man.
It's like, Mommy!
This is seriously why I can't have children. Like, I thought we were having a private dude conversation here, man. I didn't know.
That's awesome. Thank you guys for selling this show out. It's going to be great. Everyone, you got to see the In This Moment show. It's amazing. The props and the setup. And it's just a lot of fun, man. It's a show that I like to watch. You know, a lot of bands you go out and you see, and it's like, man, we're going to only go see this one band or one and a half songs of theirs. And it's a whole show that from the beginning to the end, it's just loads of fun.
All right, listen, expect a guinea pig at your house this afternoon.
What's that?
We're getting a guinea pig at your house this afternoon.
Oh, hey, well, I'm sure if they do it, and make sure it has a condo, too, because, you know, I don't want nothing running around here.
I feel like I've really started some damage here with the king, so we're going to have to figure this out.
You know what, Doug? Not only with the guinea pig, Ass is looking out the window this morning. She's like, oh, you know the little nest out there for the squirrels? And, you know, I've been throwing them little blankets. Jada made these little handmade blankets, and Ass has thrown like six of them out there onto the tree.
Right.
And obviously the squirrels are not using them. She's like, they have six babies in there. And I'm like, well, instead of you, and she's like, let's get that groundhog house that I bought for Candace and them to put at their house. And I said, well, what are you going to do with a groundhog house for the squirrels? Well, maybe we could put it in the tree. I'm like, no, I don't. I think that's for a groundhog. I think there's a squirrel thing that you can get. Let me ask Johnny. Let me figure this out.
I think a squirrel's nest. They have their own nest. They have their own nest. That's what they like. They won't move into it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to put a groundhog house in the tree.
That's so great. Listen, you got to get King out to the land. I'm telling you, he will have a full meltdown because, you know, I feed the deer in the same spots all the time. And so they're used to seeing me. Like, I'm telling you, King will have a meltdown. They'll walk within 15 feet on the right day. If you sit just quietly, they'll just walk up within 10, 15 feet of you.
Well, I'm there. We have 2 months off after Monday, so I'm here for the summer. I'm at your place.
Good.
I might move into the Tracy, man. You might see me up in a tree hanging out.
Come on. You listen, we'll both go there together. Are you kidding me? And then Barron's coming in town, and he's got a week or two off some point this summer. So we talked yesterday about he and Danny, his brother, coming out. And I'm telling you, all four of us, we'll move in. It's a new tree gang out there. We'll build a tree house. We never have to come back.
You know, man, my wife thinks I'm crazy. So the other day, we were at I'm at Dick's Sporting Goods, and I said, you know what, Ashton, I took a picture of it. I've said this, and I'm definitely getting it. So the hunting things that you can climb up the tree and you have a seat.
I already know what you're going to say because I think same thing all the time.
Yeah, I said, listen, I'm going to get a couple of those for the farmhouse. They're only $100 or so. And listen, we don't have to shoot anything.
No.
Just go up in the trees and hang out.
Yes. I think about it all the time. I go by Cabela's. Or Bass Pro has some really good ones. Bass Pro has some really nice, like, 2- and 3-seater ones with good, ladders to go up to it. So, you know, it's because, man, believe it or not, you start climbing that tree, as you know, 20 feet is 20 feet. It doesn't sound like a lot until you're 20 feet up on some rickety little thing barely strapped to a tree. And then you're like, ooh. And I'm thinking, man, what I want to do is put one about 30 feet in a tree and so you can really sit up there and watch the whole thing go by.
There you go. And I said, we don't hunt, but if we were up there and looking, we could say, guess what? He could have got it if we did hunt. But
that's all.
There you go.
We'll get a cooler up there. We'll keep some Jaeger on tap.
We are the same in a lot of ways. I love it.
Listen, that was made for a little Mother Nature and Mother Nature, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It was
right on.
It's so funny you bring that up because every time I go up there and I'm looking at stuff, I always wonder, and I know they think I'm a weirdo because they know I like pistols, but I don't hunt, and they always see me over there staring and comparing at the deer stands up top because I'm like, that's like it's not a tree house, but it's a tree seat, and I need a tree seat.
And you can fit up to three people in the one that I was looking at.
That's right. That's exactly
with cup holders.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, it's exactly what we should be up there doing. We'll have to get multiple ones. And you know, I have a zip line now.
Or no, I can't wait.
If the city's hearing, it's actually a long clothing line, so don't worry about that part.
Well, let's do it. My wife loves doing that. We need to get all of us, the Dixons and everybody out there.
Yes, absolutely, man. Well, listen, tonight's going to be a great show. And I think we're going to see Dixon down at Rocklahoma, I believe.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah.
And if not, if we don't all get together, let's make sure that we get together in the next week or two when I get back home.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot of catching up to do.
I love you, brother. Man, the great LeJon Witherspoon, 7 Dust, tonight. Sold out show. See if you can find one somewhere. If you're not, drive down to Rocklahoma for tomorrow. Brother, you stay right there. And remember, Kingston, guinea pigs live 147 years.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. I love you, King.
They love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.